The Greatest in the Kingdom, September 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The disciples had just been disputing as to who should be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. They could not agree. One would claim the honor for himself, another for himself. None of the disciples were in a proper frame of mind to comprehend the significance of coming events, or to appreciate the solemnity of the present occasion. They were not prepared to participate in the Passover supper. Christ looked upon them sadly. Trials, he knew, were before them, and his great heart of love went out to them in tender pity and sympathy. As a manifestation of his love for them, he took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. This was a great rebuke to them all. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. By the ordinance of humility we are taught an impressive lesson. Christ had shown to us the necessity of walking humbly before God, and of realizing what he has done for us by the gift of his Son. Christ knew that his disciples would never forget the lesson on humility given them at the Last Supper. In taking upon himself the humblest form of service, he administered to the 12 the sternest rebuke that could have been given them. In the 18th of Matthew there is recorded another lesson on humility. These lessons in the Word are given for our admonition. Those who neglect to profit by them are inexcusable. The disciples came unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Many do not realize that by walking humbly with God, we place ourselves in a position where the enemy cannot take advantage of us. Only when we submit, as willing children, to be trained and disciplined, can God use us to his glory.